no one seems to be quite sure how it happened, but for a good amount of time, it sort of fell out of favor to engage in forms of Marian devotion. Maybe in our modern way of thinking, we started questioning whether we really needed to turn to Mary at all when we could go directly to God. After all, this is something that's been echoing in our ears for many, many, many years, as our Protestant brothers and sisters have challenged us on the love that we have for Mary, our mother. So maybe there's just been a gradual creeping in of the thought into our consciousness that we don't really need Mary. We can just go straight to the Lord. We might think that Vatican II, which sought to usher the church into the modern era, to open the windows of the church, so to speak, to the breath and the wind of the Spirit, we might have thought that they would have said, of course, all of these Marian practices that the church has been doing over these centuries, these are antiquated, these are outdated, we need to sweep those away and focus more and more on just loving the Lord. I'm here to tell you, Vatican II said no such thing whatsoever. In fact, in the main document that came out of Vatican II that concerns the church and what the church is, out of 8 chapters in that document, 1 full chapter is devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary and the role that Mary plays in salvation history, her relationship to the church, and Marian piety or the veneration of Mary. Now, to be sure, the Council makes it very clear that Mary never occupies the place of God, that our love of Mary should never eclipse our love of God. But indeed, if our love of Mary is pure and what it ought to be, then there will never, ever be any danger of that love eclipsing our love for God. Because the more we come to know Mary, the more we come to love Mary as our mother and the perfect model of discipleship, the more we'll realize that her very nature, her essence, is to bring us to her Son. She's a good mother in that way. Every good mother leads her child to Jesus. There have been, of course, abuses of Marian devotion in the past. There have been people who have given more reverence, more honor to Mary than they gave to the Lord. And of course, that's very disordered. We don't encourage that at all. But you see, fostering a good and healthy Marian devotion is very, very good and very advantageous for us in our spiritual life. I suppose you could live a Christian life without any relationship to Mary. Lots of our Christian brothers and sisters don't offer much attention or pay much attention to Mary at all and focus instead on the relationship with Jesus. God didn't give us Mary as our mother to tie us to her in a way that binds us and distracts us. No. God gives us Mary as our mother to foster our love of Jesus. I wanted to share just a little bit of what the bishops at Vatican II wrote about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Not the whole thing here, but just an excerpt. The veneration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as it always existed, although it is altogether singular, differs essentially from the adoration which is offered to the Incarnate Word, as well as to the Father and the Holy Spirit, and it is most favorable to it. The various forms of piety toward the Mother of God, which the Church, within the limits of sound and orthodox doctrine, according to the conditions of time and place, and the nature and ingenuity of the faithful has approved, bring it about that while the Mother is honored, the Son, through whom all things have their being, and in whom it has pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, is rightly known, loved, and glorified, and that all his commands are observed. It's a long sentence, but in essence it's saying that while the Mother is honored, Jesus is glorified, and the Father is obeyed, and the Spirit is allowed to lead. This Most Holy Synod, i.e. Vatican II, deliberately teaches this Catholic doctrine and at the same time admonishes all the sons of the Church that the veneration, especially the liturgical veneration of the Blessed Virgin, be generously fostered, and the practices and exercises of piety recommended by the magisterium of the Church toward her in the course of centuries be made of great moment. And those decrees which have been given in the early days regarding the veneration of images of Christ, the Blessed Virgin, and the saints be religiously observed. Here we are at the end of a calendar year. People are making resolutions, hopefully at this point giving thanks to God for all the many blessings of this year, for having brought us to this point in life. We're also looking forward, thinking about not only the practical things, you know, the stuff that we want to do in this coming year, but also looking at our spiritual life and our relationship with the Lord, and thinking, what am I going to do this year to invest and to deepen that relationship, to strengthen it, to fortify it, to purify it? I highly encourage you to let Mary play a role in the way that you walk the path through this coming year. Let Mary take you by the hand. She'll always help you to know her Son better. So let her take you by the hand each day. Pray through her. Get to know her better and better. Think about the example that she gives us through the Scriptures, her faithful example. Be inspired by her and be committed to follow in that example. Guarantee you that if you foster Marian devotion in your spiritual life, you will experience deeper peace and joy and growth in holiness. I think that's the best thing that we can really desire for the year ahead.